From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. West Coast hip-hop lost an important voice this week. Long Beach, California native Nate Dogg died Tuesday of complications from multiple strokes. He was 41 years old. Nate Dogg sang on chart-topping rap songs for Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, and 50 Cent. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji has this remembrance.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night.
If you came of age in the 90s and are from California like me, you know Warren G's Regulate. It's part of the soundtrack of your life.
Chillin' all alone. Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Like, soon as you heard that, boom, you're on the floor.
L.A. radio personality Big Boy is talking about the dance floor. He says West Coast rappers and producers knew they could always count on the smooth stylings of Nate Dogg and his golden voice.
Ice Cube said it best, it's not a hit until Nate Dogg spit. He was the assist leader. I mean, you went to him if you wanted a hit record.
When I met you last night, baby, before I blew your mind.
Nate Dogg was a hip-hop crooner in a rapper's world. He had the uncanny ability to tame hypersexual, misogynistic lyrics, to sing a hook that had you hooked, even when you knew it wasn't PC. And it was that ability to smooth out hardcore lyrics about gangster life that helped set apart West Coast rap from its gritty East Coast counterpart. Nate Dogg played a huge role in shaping that style, says Billboard magazine editor Danielle Smith.
He did change hip-hop music, along with Warren G and with Dr. Dre. He was an architect of what the West Coast sound of rap music really was.
The sound Nate Dogg helped create in the 90s prevails, and Californians like Alejandro de la Cruz, Denise Tejada, and Brandon McFarlane from Youth Radio say they'll be singing Nate Dogg's hooks long after his death.
East Side Hotel.
That is just something smooth.
Hold up. Hey, woman be thinking we soft. You know, like, that song just slaps.
All the true gangsters know Nate ain't never loved no hoe.
I'll leave the singing to Nate Dogg.
Hold up.
Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.